Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 50 of a Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. This week's affirmation is, endless possibilities surround me. I am inspired by all that life has to offer. Endless possibilities. And this week invites us to slow down, to see those possibilities. I want to just name that as the year ends, it feels like things speed up. Things feel like they're happening faster. I know for me, I'm in the semester world of like, you know, the academic world. The semester's ending. There's finals. We got to wrap things up. The university is shutting down for 2 weeks, right? So everyone's trying to rush, hurry, hurry. And that might not be the pattern for you, but typically end of year, there are deadlines that have to be made. There projects that we're trying to wrap up. There are changes that are coming, and it is a rushed time. There's travel. There's often a lot of folks traveling. And so whether, you know, regardless of what religion you practice, we have this end of year kind of pattern of let's kind of have this season of busyness and trying to take time for family and end of year holidays and all of these things. And so I think this week's invitation is a really important contradiction. It's like a juxtaposition, putting these two things together. So at this busy time, in this busy season, can you slow down and notice the endless possibilities that are around you? And the exercises for this week ask us things like, what truly inspires us? You know, what are we most looking forward to right now? What energizes us? And I have gotten clear for myself, and so I invite you to do the same as you go through these exercises, to realize that one of the things that really inspires me is ideating, like coming up with new ways to approach not necessarily old problems, but like making a system work better, making an organism, whether it's people on a team or in an academic program or just in someone like my one-on-one work in coaching, helping people function better and not just like more efficiently, but more aligned with their values is something that excites me. It really does inspire me to watch people figure out together how they can be more aligned with how they want to show up in the world. So for example, I work with an organization and they have been, like many organizations, figuring out what does it mean to value diversity, equity, inclusion in an environment that now no longer supports the idea writ large, right? And so what does it look like to navigate doing the work that's underneath those words in this time and space? And so it's been a joy, really, to help them figure out, all right, what were we doing? What was just performative and in words? What was actually substantive work? Given the landscape, how do we continue that work? Or what can't we continue about that work? Typically, a lot of it can be continued because when we think about the work that's really underneath diversity, equity, inclusion, it's good practice in an organization. But I digress. That's a whole nother podcast. What truly inspires you? What energizes you? So spend some time reflecting on that this week. And then this other piece around like what helps you get over the hump and like what helps you find motivation again. For me, I consistently come back to nature. And I think more broadly, I'd say the umbrella there is connection with people and nature, like something beyond outside of me. But nature is often the thing that helps me kind of get over that hump. And in a way that it reminds me that everything has a season. So I have a park that I live near and I walk that park all throughout the year. And there's, you know, a time of year where the trees are full and they're green and it's lush. And there's a time of year where the, you know, things are changing and the trees and leaves are colors. And then now we're at the time where the leaves have fallen. And a reminder that there's that what looks dormant, what looks, being dramatic, like death, right, isn't. that there's growth that's coming. There's growth that's coming in a new season. And why that energizes me, or like why that motivates me and gets me over the hump, is because it's a reminder that we can't always be at 10. And so this week, talking about the endless possibilities that life has to offer, that doesn't always look like lush, you know, times. It could look like tougher times. What look like tougher times that actually help you grow, that maybe just like that tree that looks like it's dormant and looks like there are no leaves, but it's generating and conserving energy so that it can then blossom again in spring, right? Maybe that's where I am right now. Maybe that's the season I'm in. So when there's a hump, to try to like have a bigger perspective. And so whether that's religion for you or spirituality, whatever it is, to spend some time in this busy season, slowing down, to connect with how you see those endless possibilities, what helps you get through the humps, what motivates you. And I would say one of the things I often say when it comes to like taking care of my physical health, that I don't wait to be motivated. I just focus on the discipline. So it's discipline over motivation. And so sometimes I don't feel motivated, but I know that there's something I want for myself. And so I stick to the discipline. And so it could be that you think about what inspires you is that, you know, to that you are able to be disciplined and put one foot in front of the other, and that that doesn't always look like some big motivation, you can do hard things speech. It might just be doing what might feel mundane, what might feel boring, but knowing that in time that those small things add up. So spend some time reflecting for yourself as you figure out how to balance this busy end of year with also this reflection on possibilities. And think about like, what would be your pep talk to yourself when those times are tough? You could think about what you have said to yourself, or you could think about what might be useful for yourself in the future. And then there's this exercise that comes from The Artist's Way, which is a popular book. If you haven't looked into it, you should, that invites you, if you're having trouble, or even if you're not having trouble, thinking about all the things that inspire you, to look back and think about as a child, you know, what were things you used to love to do? What were you doing as a kid where you lost track of time and you just lost yourself in? What were games that you loved to play? What were toys that you enjoyed, or what did you collect? You know, what store did you lose yourself in, or what life event have you always wanted to maybe relive? Like, what was that event? What would you want to take a class in? Those are all different questions, and there's more, of course. But I invite you to step through those because, again, sometimes we can get so busy, not just in a season, but in our lives, that we can forget those activities that really bring us joy. And we can find those again. We can reconnect with those either events or those experiences or those hobbies, the way that we move our body, the music that we might listen to, the places that we might go and explore. And so slow down to see and reflect those things about yourself. And that might give you one more way to nurture that self-love. So I'd be curious what's coming up for you at this time of year, as we're getting close to the end of this year of self-love journal. And also as we're in the midst of this busy time, how are you slowing down to reflect and to see the endless possibilities that are around you? You can find me, Dr. Kira Banks, across all socials. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.